How long have you been doing a being Beatle a music? Being a Beatles cover band?
Liverpool first played the first fest for Beatles fans, Beatle Fest,
right.
It's called. And I wasn't in a band yet. That was probably about 40 years ago.
Wow.
And every so it happens at least twice a year, sometimes three times a year. And so the band performs, and not only do we do Beatles songs, true to the record, but we also back up some of the guest artists that play at Beatles Fest.
Very nice. Very nice. So, I mean, do you make it a point of knowing all the Beatles catalog? So that if someone makes a request, someone like came to you and said, I want you to play, do you know the name, look up the number, you could actually, the band could just do it at the drop of a hat.
Well, we have to
Or do you have a, do you have a set, you
We've
have a set
that.
Of, yeah.
We've done that song, but, yeah. We like to rehearse to get all the details right, you want to pretty much at least run through it once, a song like that.
Right.
But we've done it.
Have you, and you've played obviously in Beatle Fest all over the country, have you played at the Cavern as well?
No, we haven't. But I used to be in a show called Beatlemania on Broadway. So
right.
Is
that the one with Marshall Crenshaw?
Yeah, he was my John.
He
so
was
to
your
speak.
John. Wow.
And so, I've played Beatles all over the world separately. You know, not. And then I recently joined Liverpool about 5 years ago.
Wow. Have you seen the latest Beatles incarnation, Rain? That's on Broadway now.
I was in Rain for 3 years.
Oh, okay. So do you know Graham Alexander?
Yes, very well.
Yeah,
I've known him since he was a little boy.
But I've interviewed him, he's a great guy, great kid, love him. So part of the experience of being a Beatles cover band is that you can claim that you're the latest and the greatest. Have you often seen other cover bands and sort of said, well, we can do that better, or there's no competition among Beatle cover bands? It's all basically like, we're the oldest, therefore we've been along.
I think that everybody brings something to it.
Yeah.
And I there are, you know what? Paul McCartney does something that bothers me. So there you go. It's like he doesn't bring a real horn section with him. He doesn't bring a real string section with him. And I'm like, I put these, my name's Glenn Burtnick, by the way, and I put these big shows together.
Right.
And I hire symphony orchestras to play in the back, and we write all the charts to do the Beatle records. And so even with Paul McCartney, I can say, well, that guy's a little lax in that department, you know. But meanwhile, there is nobody that's a better Paul than Paul McCartney. Nobody that's a better Ringo than Ringo Starr. I mean, it's silly to even to compete is silly. But there's a lot of egos, and
I
a lot of people
that.
Do take themselves very seriously. I take myself really seriously, but I'm just trying to do tribute to the great band.
So, because this is audio, can you introduce audio, the members of the band?
The members of Liverpool. I'm Glenn Burtnick. I play bass and sing the Paul McCartney stuff. Drew Hill is the keyboard player / guitarist who sings predominantly the John Lennon parts.
Right.
John Merjavi is the guitar player who predominantly sings and plays George Harrison's parts. And today we have Steve Holly on drums, who used to be in Wings with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I remember.
And also, but our regular drummer couldn't be here, and that's why we have Steve with us.
It's great for him to fill in.
I know, it's great for us too. But Chris Camilleri is our the regular drummer and singer with Liverpool.
Great, well, thank you very much, Glenn. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thanks.
All right, take care.